Thank you, and I have to clip the mic because I am Italian, and so I need to move my hands in the air to speak. Do you hear me? It's okay?
No.
Okay. So this is just for the mic, okay. So hello, I'm pleased to be here, and today I'm discussing a very broad and challenging topic. I'm talking about power, democracy, innovation, and at the end of the day, our future. But stay tuned up to the end of the presentation because I want to share with you a couple of practical and effective proposal to solve maybe a little bit of these issues. I'm Stefano Pampaloni. For first, apologize for my bad English, I'm sorry. I'm the Vice President of RIOS, the Italian Network of Open Source Companies, and we are part of APEL, so I want to thank you, Sebastian, for his great job. So, let me talk about a very big issue, big picture. In the last years, just 10 to 15 years, we have witnessed the exponential growth of the power in the hand of very, very few companies, and especially tech companies. Today, the Magnificent Seven, I don't know exactly what it means, magnificence, but they are the tech giants, and as you can see in this chart, they represent over 30% just a few months ago, this report. Maybe in the last day a little less, but it's a huge amount. However, the 30% of the market capitalization of the Standard & Poor's 500. So, in other words, seven companies are worth more than a third of the other 500 companies combined. It's not just impressive. For me, it's alarming, you know. And, well, in the last year, is increasing the gap, you know, from the tech companies to the other companies. And so the tech companies are becoming more powerful, and they control not just a huge amount of money, but they control our data, the communication platform. So for me, it's the issue is increasing, you know. As I said, it's not just a problem related to the economy, because data, communication, and even political decision are influenced a lot, influenced by very few companies. And those companies are often actively resisting to our regulation, to regulation in general, but especially the European regulations. And they clearly want to stay outside the democratic control. And they are using a well-known excuse. We cannot slow down innovation. This is a real excuse. And well, we can discuss about if it's a real innovation, because for many of their products, for me, it's like weapons of mass destruction instead of real innovation. But however, this is the argument, their argument. So, for me, but not just for me, it's a direct threat to our democratic systems. I need water, but okay. Do we have some water? Just a minute. I have here. Sorry. So the power concentrated in a few hands is dangerous. And just 2 days ago, Cristina Caffarra, during the Open Source Policy Summit, says something very clear. We are, as European citizen, we are a colony of United States. And for me, she's right. But the truth for me is even worse, because we are a colony, but we are happy to be one colony at the end, because we are not okay, thank you. We do not resist, and we even convince ourselves that model is the one to follow. And, well, even Draghi seems to say something like that, because he said in his report, less regulation in Europe, and we need to bet on few champions, few big companies. That's exactly what they are doing in the US. Regarding the regulation, to be fair, he is right saying that not just less regulation, but we need less fragmentation and better regulation. So not less, but better regulation. And so today we chase a system that is leading us toward the dangerous path, where we are ignoring ethics, privacy, and recently even diversity. So is there a solution? I think so. A global solution, of course, not something we can solve all the problem with, but something can help us to understand how to do that. Because I'd like to think about open source not just from a technical perspective, because open source already won from a technical perspective, and even from the let me say, business strategies, you know. But it's not enough. And we can use the example of open source, that it works, to think about a different model, a different way to lead our lives, you know. So open source showed that innovation do not have to be monopolized, and that the power can be shared between all of us. We already know that collaborative development and collective intelligence can lead us to a better way. At least this is my opinion. And yeah, we are at the crossroads of the history, or one, another one of the history. And we need a cultural movement, a cultural shift, where we stop following that model, stop admiring that people, and start a different way to do things. The different way we already know here, and I'm asking you to think outside our technical bubble, because we experienced the benefit of open source together, but we are quite few. We are not enough to change effectively the history, let me say. Okay. So we need to involve different people, despite their technical background. And I'd like to share the open ideas, even in arts, business, education, and in every sectors. Who remember the name of this painting? In English, freedom. some quite familiar for us, you know? So some call to action. Last year I attended this event at the United States, and has been very, very impressive to me, because we were close to the security room at the United Nations, together with people coming from all over the world, from South America, Asia, Africa. And I ask you to join the upcoming event this year, because has been announced a bigger event. So last year was 2 days. Maybe this year will be an entire week, the Open Source United Nations Week. Going deeper on the proposal and the suggestion, so I started from a very high level topics down to some concrete actions. Discussing in these days, even LinkedIn, about the open source definition, I'm talking about to do something concrete. For example, to add an additional exclusion for copyright limitation for those using that information to train artificial intelligence system released open source under the OSI definition. We already have a couple of exemptions. The Article 3 and 4 of the DSM directive exempt for scientific topic, for scientific activities and generic activities in the copyright for data training and data mining, but I'd like to see an additional exemption for open source AI model, so we can even enforce the definition of open source AI definition by OSI. The last proposal, since in 2 hours or less than 2 hours, I'll give another talk in another dev room about venture capital investment in open source. It's a very challenging topic, and for example, I'd like to see tax reduction for those investing in open source, again, strictly open source, not open washing, and we need to do a lot on this topic, but I'd like to see, at least in Europe, tax reduction for startups releasing open source software and backed by venture capital or funds, generic funds. So I think I'm on time. If you have questions, I don't know how many minutes we have, and here we have my contacts.
Thank you very much. Do we have any questions? All right, there's a question in front here. Please speak up.
Yes. I don't want to be controversial, but you have a couple of people.
Feel free.
So you hold control. So you show the picture and called freedom and not use something with freedom in the name afterwards of, freedom, whatever, keeping open source. That's why I'm saying it's a non-controversy, but you put it
in
painting with freedom. So that's
because I cannot change the name of the painting, but I'm joking. You are right, and usually I disclaim in my presentation that I want to use open source and freedom and free software in a free way, because not because I don't know the differences, but because in the past we have seen a lot of discussion and we have lost a lot of power and resources discussing between each other against these differences. We need to take care about these differences, but at the end of the day, the rest of the world doesn't care at all. Doesn't care at all these topics. So you are right, but I want to be extremely practical.